Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with a special guest today, Nick Beeler, who's head of corporate broking for Cornhill Capital and also from the Stock Exchange at Veterans Society. How are you today, Nick?
Good, thank you, Zach.
Right. You didn't want to talk about the day job. You wanted to talk about the vets and how that went.
Yeah, the day job's very depressing now with
don't say
market
that.
Abuse speculations.
It's all part of the fun, you know, all the fun of the fair. But on the serious side of the Stock Exchange veterans, yeah. The event was like a couple of months back.
Yes.
I was there. It was a very fuzzy memory for me. Yeah. I don't know if it's a fuzzy memory for everybody else who went there, but it's a wonderful occasion. And, you know, it's all in a good cause.
Well, we had about 410 people there. And ever since Pixie Lott came to sing for us a few years ago, we've had music. And that's gone down well with the younger crowd of people, because the Stock Exchange Vets is obviously like for guys that have been around the block like you and I for a while, but also we want to get more younger people involved so that it doesn't just die out, and we want to get more ladies involved so that there's a bit more of a balance on that front, and on both fronts we've done quite well. And you know, the goal is also to raise money for 50, 60, up to 80 different causes that we support every year in a modest way.
Can you describe some of the causes? Because I thought it was for old brokers. They shouldn't need any money, should they?
No, I won't repeat exactly what that one of the directors of OFX said, but something along the lines of, I thought it was for old brokers who'd gone something up in the market.
Right. Okay.
So it's not for that, no. It supports about between 50 and 80 different causes every year. And they range from health, you know, hospices, different things like that, youth groups, and individuals. You know, like there was recently a lad who had to have prosthetic hands.
His family
had raised £30,000. The next stage was going to cost another £30,000. So we gave him the first 10% of that, £3,000, which is probably one of the larger gifts that the vets give. It's not a big thing, but this year we raised £41,500 at the dinner, and then a couple of other things happened during the year. Winter flood, have an old Gits lunch, which they put about £1,000 into. Kristen Dench from Peel Hunt went in a boxing match and raised a good £1,000 odd, I think. And the Golf Society now put some money in. They have, you know, a raffle or something. And they have about 60 people that come along five or six times a year now, I think.
Right, so it's actually a successful event. The only thing is trying to get fresh blood into it and new people to turn up.
Precisely,
yeah. Isn't that because of the city's changed totally in the last 10, 20 years as well?
Yes, yeah. I mean, you know, I've been around 38 years now. And there's a lot of people that are around like that, and there's a lot of those people that have been very fortunate and want to put something back into the system, as it were. And they're the ones that put their hands up in the auction and bid for silly things. A guy from Beaufort Securities bought half the items this year. I don't know if you saw over on that table there. And but we do need to get younger people involved. And, you know, the average age of a person that's having a table there, which there's 40 this year tables, is about 30, I reckon. So we have to try and gauge it for them. And Tricia Rave from SVS and Stacey Parsons from Windflood have been absolutely fantastic the last few years as we've taken things forward and changed the format a little bit.
So is it going to expand from what it is at the moment, just the one main event, or...?
It's very badly organised, really, the Stock Exchange Vets, so there's no massive agenda, but we've wanted to get the giving out, and that's happened, and we've wanted to get younger people and more ladies involved. That's happened as well. So, and everyone that works for the vets on the committee or the trustees all do it voluntarily, so it's not massively well organised, especially if I'm involved. But it does seem to be having some good success in raising money.
Well, fantastic. It's a good news story for Tip TV there. Nick Beeler from the Stock Exchange Veterans Society, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Zach.
We'll be back after the break.